Standard Kitchen Studios in downtown Grand Rapids. Coach Dick Vermeil, just a classy dude. He's got a lot going on. Man's in his mid to late 70s, and he's still going after it every day. Was headed to the health club, right?
Right.
In the morning. Good for him. And always fun to have a nice conversation with him. But so let's move on. What are you thinking? I talked a little bit about beer, cheese, and pretzel bites, which is not on my diabetic diet. But you know
I'm afraid a lot of this stuff is not.
But it's okay. You know what? Because I don't have to eat 20 pieces of it. One or two, you get the love, and then
right.
Then I'm done now. Right?
Well, I think once in a while you can do some of these things.
Sure, absolutely.
If you change your lifestyle, I think it's okay once in a while to splurge.
You know, my theory on that whole thing is that, yeah, boy, I quit doing all the things I really enjoyed so I could live longer, but life isn't nearly as good because I'm not doing the things I love to do. So there's a balance. In my world,
yeah, but you right? got to stay healthy.
Well, I understand that, and that's why I'm taking this serious. But still, at the end of the day, healthy for what?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, go to Snap Fitness myself. Of Lowell, Belding, or Greenville, and you can get yourself a little faster healthy.
Right?
How about that?
Yeah,
because that's where I go. So this is something we're gonna have to talk about. My daughter Emily again. You can follow her.
Is she the best cook in the family now, or what's going on?
I'm,
I thought you were.
No.
Maybe we got to get her to sit in that chair.
No,
what do you think?
It'd be okay with me because I'm getting tired of taking your crap.
Oh, well. Cry me a river. Bri, can you send over some tissues, please, over the board here?
So you should check her out on Instagram. It's called Emily, T-R-I-E, because her last name's Treewiler. It's Emily Tree. She's got three times the followers I have. But she has turned into one heck of a chef, even though she's a makeup artist and a mom of twins. But she made this for us when she came home a couple weeks ago. All the guys were out on the deck, and the women were inside having a shower for Maggie, because Maggie's having a baby, right? So there's five of us, six of us guys out there, me and my brother-in-laws and buddies. And these are called... a pressed Italian sandwich.
Oh, so what happened to my beer, cheese, and pretzels? We're going to cover that later? Sure.
Now, if you look on the show plan, I go to great lengths and write all this stuff out.
Holy cow, am I glad my feet are up on the rail of this chair, because it is getting deep in here now, guys.
So, pressed Italian sandwich.
I swear he doesn't listen to a damn thing I say.
He doesn't have a pair of glasses. So basically, you get a loaf of ciabatta bread, and I love this stuff anyway. You know, you probably do too. I think become very popular.
Right.
It's like those little ciabatta rolls and stuff.
Right.
Wendy's, everybody has them.
Right.
They're just a nice texture. We finally got good bread in America.
Right.
You don't have to go to France anymore. And then you get some very thinly sliced sopressata, hot or sweet, depending on what you like.
What are you talking about? What is that?
And it's an Italian sliced, very expensive sausage. It comes in these packages that are five slices for about $20. It's really good. No, it's not that bad. You can get the bulk packs at Sam's and Costco and all over. It's called sopressata. And then you get some fresh sliced mozzarella. I would probably change this and go to something with a little more flavor than mozzarella. I'm provolone. I would go to an aged provolone. And then here's the kicker. Roasted red peppers. You buy them in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pull them out and drain them real good because you don't want them too sloppy, right?
Well, they come in oil.
You don't want them too sloppy.
You don't want that on your sandwich, right? It'll slide. It's about texture.
You don't want them too sloppy, Joppy.
Right, I get it. You were waiting to say that. I was trying to stop you.
And then some pesto, and I get that from Costco. Love it. And then basil, some small bunches of basil.
I'm growing that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everybody is now.
I love having it fresh
It's really
in the house.
Come to life, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically you slice this ciabatta up lengthwise so you have two large halves. On the top
like a
half.
Sandwich, yeah.
Yeah, on the top half you spread the pesto. On the bottom half, you put your roasted tomatoes and a thin layer of sopressata. And then
roasted more peppers. There aren't any roasted tomatoes, are there? Is it roasted peppers? Or
I think it's supposed to say roasted peppers.
All right.
She sent
I'm
this
just trying to
me.
Follow.
Yeah, I know it. And then the basil leaf. I'm going to post this. I'm going to clean this up. She sent it to me quick last night. So, and then you wrap it and you just wrap it in some wax paper until you're ready to eat it. Now, I put the pesto on the top side of that ciabatta because typically it's going to be arched a bit, and that's going to be your thicker piece.
Right.
So, pardon me. So you want that pesto to soak into there, and but the red peppers will do the same thing. But so when you wrap it, store it upside down, you put that thicker side down, so your juices tend to penetrate that thick side of the sandwich. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's kind of upside down.
Yeah.
Right.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Sandwich Guys on the Sandwich Guy Talk Network.
Right.
So it's a wonderful tailgate food. So then you've got this nice long sandwich, and you just slice it into small strips.
Yep.
So you have some really cool looking. And I'll tell you what, you put that on the plate, and you look at the cross section, you've got pesto, cheese, sopressata, basil, red pepper. It's gorgeous.
Right.
It makes you want to eat it.
And it tastes so good, too. You know, we've talked about that in the past, where you eat with your eyes first, your nose second, and your palate the third, right? I mean, you got to look at it, and it's got to look appetizing. You smell it before you get it to your mouth, and then obviously you take a taste of it. And that's a great thing, man.
That's what separates us from dogs.
Right, exactly. But my dog has turned his nose up on things, right?
Has he?
Yeah.
She.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that'd be Lucy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, good stuff, though. You're right. Emily does a great job, and it's fun to have her contribute to the show for us.
Yeah, and she can fill in for me someday.
Okay, so now are we back in order?
Can so you're going to have a kid so you,
right,
can,
yeah.
so you can take your spot.
I'll continue to plagiarize other people's recipes. Thank you. But at the end of the day, I really want to talk about this damn beer cheese.
Yes.
Okay? Because I like beer cheese.
I do, too.
And it's a make-ahead
and
if you're going to the football game.
It is. You're going to make it ahead, but you're still going to want to warm it up somehow or keep it very warm in some kind of container.
Right.
And there's different ways to do that, but I think having it in some kind of a little cast iron, like a little bitty cast iron pot or pan, would be really cool. So you could throw it on your grill and kind of slowly warm it up.
Let it bubble a little bit.
Because it's going to be cold out, right?
Right.
And this early season it's not, but later on in the season is when the warm stuff tastes even better.
Yep. And I can make the pretzel bites ahead of time.
Right.
I don't want to make them too far ahead because I want them fresh.
Or you can buy them.
Right. And but the cheddar and the both sharp and mild, put a little garlic in there, and then, of course, you need some beer. Right, you don't want to put so much beer in there. I mean, if you do a pound of sharp and pound of mild cheddar, then I'd use like 8 ounces of beer. And I'd use something that's got a brown beer works really good in this because it's got that little bit of a nutty flavor. And it goes really well with the cheese. But you could use probably any beer that you want to. A little Worcestershire and then, powdered mustard.
No light beer.
No light beer, right. A little cayenne if you want some heat in it. But it's a simple thing and you mix it all up. You get it melted down, and you want it. I think the cast iron is a great idea because not only will you be able to cook it and it'll heat evenly because cast iron disperses heat, it stays hot.
That's the deal.
For a while.
And some of them have little lids on them. They look kind of like a potpourri pot or something, but there's all kinds of cast manufacturers out there.
Small little Dutch oven, right?
We love Lodge here.
Right.
Right.
Yeah absolutely.
You love Lamp, but I love Lodge.
Lodge cast iron he's talking about, right?
So it's basically a couple kinds of cheese, some stale beer. So you got to open that up and pour it in a glass an hour before you use it.
Nah, you just don't want it to foam, right?
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll make your job better.
Right.
Worcestershire, dry mustard, cayenne.
Right. And everything's got to have a little bit of salt in it because salt brings out flavor.
Yeah, a little sea salt.
And everything.
So I think you can buy these pretzel nuggets frozen. There's plenty of people that make them.
Sure.
Just little pretzel knots. Otherwise, you can also buy, you can make them. You can buy some bread dough or you can just make the bread dough.
It's easy to do.
It's not hard.
Right. Yeah.
It's not hard. But you're basically taking little pieces of dough and twisting them up and rolling them in sea salt and then baking them.
The buying them is the way for me to go, because if they're frozen, you've got a top rack on your grill, maybe. Right. You just throw them up there while you're heating up the cheese. Shut the lid. Again, we need to grill the lid, but shut the lid and it'll almost bake them, get them up to temperature so when your cheese is done.
Did I ever tell you how pretzels were invented?
No, you did not.
We'll do that sometime.
Okay, well, that'd be good. We'll do that some other time. But anyway. Coming up next, we're going to grill the sandwich from heaven. Stick with us. We'll be back.